Take thy lute, wench. My soul grows sad with troubles.
Sing. Disperse them if thou canst. Keep working. Gracious to come near. What can be their business with me, a poor, weak woman fallen from favor? I do not like their coming. No, I think on this should be good men, their affairs as righteous. But all hoods make not monks.
Peace to your eyes.
Your Gracious find me here part of a housewife. I would be all against the worst may happen. Pleasures with me, reverend lords.
May it please you, noble madam, to withdraw into your private chamber. We shall give you the full cause of our coming.
Speak it here. There's nothing I've done yet on my conscience deserves a corner. Would all other women could speak this with as free a soul as I do. My lords, I care not so much. I'm happy above a number. If my actions were tried by every tongue, every eye saw them, envy and false opinion set against them, I know my life so even. If your business seek me out, and that way I am wife enough with it boldly. Truth, love's open dealing.
Tantar est erga te mentis integritas regina serenissima.
Oh, my good lord, no Latin. I am not such a truant since my coming as not to know the language I have lived in. The strange tongue makes my cause more strange, suspicious. They speak in English. There are some here who thank you if you speak truth, for their poor mistress' sake. Lord Cardinal, the willingest sin I ever yet committed may be absolved in English.
Noble lady, I am sorry my integrity should breed and service to his majesty and you so deep suspicion, where all faith was meant. We come not by the way of accusation, to taint that honor every good tongue blesses, nor to betray you any way to sorrow. You have too much, good lady. But to know how you stand minded in the weighted difference between the king and you, and to deliver, like free and honest men, our just opinions and comforts to your cause.
Most honored madam, my lord of York, out of his noble nature, zeal and obedience, is still boy, your grace. Forgetting, like a good man, your late censure, both of his truth and him, which was too far, offers, as I do, in a sign of peace, his service and his counsel.
My lords, I thank you both for your good will. Ye speak like honest men. Pray God ye prove so. But how to make you suddenly an answer on such a point of weight? So near mine honor. More near my life, I fear. My weak wit and such men of gravity and learning and truth, I know not. I was set at work among my maids, full little, God knows, looking either for such men or such business. For her sake that I have been, for I feel the last bit of my greatness. Could your gracious let me have time and counsel for my cause? Alas, I am a woman, friendless, hopeless.
Madam, you wrong the king's love with these fears. Your hopes and friends are infinite.
In England, but little for my profit. Can you think, lords, that any Englishman dare give me counsel? Or be a known friend against his highness' pleasure, though he be grown so desperate to be honest, and live a subject? Nay, forsooth, my friends, they that must weigh out my afflictions, they that my trust must grow to, live not here. They are as all my other comforts, far hence, in mine own country, lords.
I would your grace would leave your griefs and take my counsel.
How so?
Put your main cause into the king's protection. He's loving and most gracious. It will be much both for your honor better and your cause. Avoid the trial of the law, take ye. He'll part away disgrace.
He tells you rightly.
Ye tell me what ye wish for both. My ruin. Is this your Christian counsel? Out upon ye. Heaven is above all yet. There sits a judge that no king can corrupt.
Your rage mistakes
a war shame for ye. Holy men, I thought ye, upon my soul, to reverend cardinal virtues. But cardinal sins and hollow hearts I find ye. Mend them for shame, my lord. Is this your comfort? The cordial that ye bring a wretched woman, a woman lost among ye, laughed at, scorned? I would not wish ye half my miseries. I have more charity. But say I warned ye, take heed, for heaven's sake, take heed, lest at once the burden of my sorrows fall upon ye.
Madam, this is a mere distraction. You turn the good we offer into envy.
You turn me into nothing. Out upon you and all such false professors. Would you have me, if you have any justice, any pity, if he be anything but churchman's habits? My sick cause, into his hands that hates me. Alas, hath banished me his bed already. His last too long ago. I am old, lords, and all the fellowship I now hold with him is only my obedience. What can happen to me worse than this wretchedness? All your studies make me a curse like this.
Your fears are worse.
Have I lived this long? Let me seek myself, since virtue finds no friends. A wife, a true one, a woman, I dare say, without vainglory, never yet branded with suspicion. Have I, with all my full affection, still met the king, loved him next heaven, obeyed him, been out of fondness superstitious to him, almost forgot my prayers to content him, and am I thus rewarded? It is not well, lords. Bring me a constant woman to her husband, one that ne'er dreamed of joy beyond his pleasures. And to that woman, when she has done most, yet will I add an honor, a great patience.
Madam, you wander from the good we aim at.
My lord, I dare not make myself so guilty to give up willingly that noble title your master wed me to. Nothing but death shall e'er divorce my dignities.
Pray, hear me.
Would I had never trod this English earth, nor felt the flatteries that grow upon it. You have angels' faces, but heaven knows your hearts. What will become of me now, wretched lady? I am the most unhappy woman living. Alas, poor wenches, where are now your fortunes? Shipwrecked upon a kingdom where no pity, no friends, no hope, no kindred weep for me, almost no grave allowed me. Like the lily that once was mistress of the field and flourished, I'll hang my head and perish.
If your grace could but be brought to know our ends are honest, you would feel more comfort. Why should we, good lady, upon what cause wrong you? Alas, our place is the way of our profession is against it. We ought to cure such sorrows, not to sow. For goodness sake, consider what you do, how you may hurt yourself. I utterly grow from the king's acquaintance by this carriage. The hearts of princes kiss obedience so much they love it. But to stubborn spirits, they swell and grow as terrible as storms. I know you have a gentle, noble temper. A soul as even as a calf. Pray think as those we profess, peacemakers, friends, and servants.
Madam, you'll find it so. You wrong your virtues with these weak women's fears. A noble spirit, as yours was put into you, never cast such doubts as false coin. The king loves you. Beware you lose him not. For us, if you please to trust us in your business, we are ready to use our utmost studies in your service.
Do what you will, my lord. Pray forgive me if I have used myself unmannerly. You know I am a woman, lacking wit to make a seemly answer to such persons. Pray do my service to his majesty. He hath my heart yet. He shall have my prayers while I shall have my life. Come, reverend fathers, bestow your counsels on me. She now begs that little thought when she set footing here. She should have bought her dignity so dear.